My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. It's just now 11 o'clock. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mach. Thank you so much for tuning in for the second half of this four-hour Friday night extravaganza. But being now that it is just 11 o'clock, it's time for me, the Mockster, to tell you some things going on around town. We call it the WRCT Radio, and we call it the WRCT Music Calendar. We'll start off with that radio calendar. Let you know just a few things that are happening that we're aware of and we want to tell you about. For example, Off-Root Art is always looking for artists and art lovers, and they want you. They're a nonprofit that builds a new type of arts community by connecting the public with original art made by artists between the ages of 16 and 24 years old. For more information, offrootart.com. And don't forget about supporting Thrifty. It's the East End Community Thrift Store. They are one door down from the Thomas Merton Center, the East End Community Thrift Store. They have clothing and furniture and household appliances, but they're also looking for donations, volunteers, and shoppers. All the profits from the store actually are donated to the Thomas Merton Center to help fund their general operations. Please be aware that masks are required when entering the thrift store. For more information, call them up at 412-361-6010. And finally, on my radio calendar, I do want to remind you about Jaunt, which is a safe exploration of public art throughout the city of Pittsburgh. The Office of Public Art has put this together with an artist-designed tour. The artist, D.S. Kinzel, he is the co-founder of Boom Concepts in Garfield. Now, how it works is there are a series of postcards by Pittsburgh artists available at various locations throughout the city. So then you can go find those and you can see public art and you can just kind of tour the city on your own terms. That's really how it works. Now, you can find these postcards at Boom Concepts on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood. The Small Mall in Lawrenceville has them. The CDCP Project Space and the Small Mall Outpost, which is in Wilkinsburg. You can also find them at People's Grocery in Garfield as well. So that's some things for you to explore and know about. If you know about something that you want us to tell people to explore that you can include on this radio calendar, send it to us in an email to radio-calendar@wrct.org. Let's turn our attention to the WRCT music calendar. I know, you're like, Mockster, music calendar? What kind of music are we talking about? Well, we're talking about just trying to support local artists and local promoters and local venues. And you can start by checking out Save Our Stages to find out how you can maybe help out that way. Or just go to their websites. Go to trustarts.org, calliopehouse.org. Even the promoters, Drusky Entertainment, even Live Nation, I Don't Care, Promo West, Opus One. I'm just listing the ones that I can think of off the top of my head. Club Cafe, places you see live music. And just kind of just keep updated with what they are doing. And some of them, like the Pittsburgh Symphony, they're doing live stream shows. So pittsburghsymphony.org are ways for you to find out about these live shows. Some live shows I'm aware of, for example, on Tuesday the 23rd at 7 p.m., it's the Off Minor Jazz Series happening. Alphabetcity.org for information on that. On Thursday the 4th of March, the August Wilson Center is presenting Lindsay Morgan Smith. It's an 8 p.m. show. awc.culturaldistrict.org for more information on that. And on Saturday, March 6th, Howie Alexander Trio tribute to George Duke is doing a live stream from Con Alma there in Shadyside. So it's live and live stream. So it's not just that they're live in the live stream. So it's one of two things, because they can socially distance and see the live jazz at Calm Alma and Shadyside, or view it live streamed. Check out Con Alma's Facebook page for more information about that. And let's see. What else do I got? Joe Jenks doing a live stream concert for the Pittsburgh Song Space Concert Series. That's at uusongspace.com. It's a 7:30 show, and it's on Saturday, the 13th of March. And Tom Paxton and the Don Juans. Wow, that's an online concert for Calliope House, calliopehouse.org. That's happening in April. So, see, there's stuff going on. There is. We just got to be on the lookout for it. We have to be a little bit more adventurous. If you know of an event you want to include on the WRCT music calendar, I almost said Madio. I don't know what a Madio calendar is. The music calendar. Send the email to music-calendar@wrct.org. You can hear this calendar each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again, just like you did now at 11 p.m. Jay Thurber will give you his revised update in full detail tomorrow during the Radio 9 program. Let's get back into more music with a birthday shout-out. Peter Hallsapple of the DBs turned 65 years old today. So let's go back to his 1978 solo debut, Big Black Truck, here on the Viva La Mach radio show.
To say, Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Well, that foreman, he's a regular dog. The line boss, he's a fool. Got a brand new flat top haircut. Lord, thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top, and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it.
Listening to WRCT's Friday Extravaganza, Viva Le Mac, where the time is exactly 66 minutes past 42 o'clock MST, Mach Standard Time. That chime reminds me that I should invite you to listen to the most eclectic folk radio show in Pittsburgh, WRCT's Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. I'm your host, Mando Richard, and I play everything from Merle Haggard to Michael Doucette to the Mavericks to Maurice Chevalier. Tune in to Whiskey Before Breakfast Wednesdays at 11 a.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, and streaming from WRCT.org. And now, back to your regularly scheduled Mockcast.
Every little beat that I feel in my heart seems to repeat what I felt at the start. Each little sigh tells me that I adore you.
Ready?
Louise.
Once upon a time, long ago, poor old
I believe got the old heave-ho. Remember to remember the Alamo. Come a little closer to me. The apocalypse is coming, sorry, gotta run. The odds on tomorrow now are 2-1. Someone just said something about a setting sun. Come a little closer to me. Old man river, have mercy on me. The devil's at the bottom of the deep blue sea. As Clark Gable said to Vivian Lee, come a little closer to me. Black as night, white with fear. It's all right behind me in my rear view mirror. Come on, pretty baby, get me out of here. Come a little closer to me. Old man river, have mercy on me. The devil's at the bottom of the deep blue sea. As Clark Gable said to Vivian Lee, said to Vivian Lee, come a little closer to me. Standing underneath a native sky where the sun tells the truth and the moon don't lie. Both of them have given me a evil eye. Come a little closer to me. Old man river, have mercy on me. The devil's at the bottom of the deep blue sea. As Clark Gable said to Vivian Lee,
and all that I so want to give you, it's only a heartbeat away. When I need love, I hold out my touch love. I never knew there was so much love keeping me warm night and day. Miles and miles of empty space in between us, can't take the place of your smile. But you know I won't be traveling a lifetime. It's cold out, but hold out, and do like I do. When I need you, I just close my eyes and I'm with you. And all that I so want to give you, it's only a heartbeat away. It's not easy when the road is your driver. Honey, that's the heavy load that we bear. But you know I won't be traveling forever. It's cold out, but hold out and do like I do. When I need love, I hold out my hand and I touch love. I never knew there was so much love keeping me warm night and day. When I need love.
Known to many as The Voice, that is Vern Gosden here on the Viva La Mock radio program doing his version of When I Need You, a song originally done or at least made mega famous by Air Supply. That's twice now. I don't know if I mentioned it before, but Air Supply actually did a version of Without You. I did the Nilsson version of the Badfinger song, but Air Supply had a big hit with that one too. So I thought I'd play that for you in that set because it's going to segue into my next set. But first, let me just tell you the wrap up the songs I played for you before the before the Vern Gosden, Jeff Daniels, he was live streamed in town last month for a Calliope show. It's from his new album. It's called Come a Little Closer. Yeah, actor Jeff Daniels. It's his birthday today. So happy birthday. He is 67 years old today. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't do math, or actually I need new glasses. He's only 66 years old today. Grandpa Jones in there. Yeah, he actually passed away on this day back in 1998 at the age of 84. Played Old Rattler from Grandpa Jones of Hee Haw fame. Now, do the math on this. If he passed in 98 and he was 84 back then, it means he was born in 1914. So Hee Haw originally ran from 69 to 71, then in syndication from 71 to like 93, and then the TNN network picked it up to 97. So let's go back to those early days of Hee Haw with Grandpa Jones. Let's say 1971. We'll pick that as the date. Born in 1914. In 1971, he was 57. Yeah, he wasn't like, I mean, he could have been a grandpa, but like he wasn't this crotchety old man, was he? Think about it. Johnny Paycheck, speaking of people who have passed, Johnny Paycheck passed away on this day back in 2003 at the age of 64. Just reminding you that every once in a while when you're having one of those days, one of those weeks, just walk outside and yell really loud, take this job and shove it. I know I've been guilty of doing that more than once. And then I started the entire set with Peter Hossapple. Big Black Truck from a 7-inch of his on the Car record label, which was a label run by Chris Stamey. Peter Hossapple later joined Chris Stamey's DBs, and then I kind of took the band over towards the late 80s, but again, he is 65 years old today. Gets us to where we are now. We're already 25 minutes past your 11 o'clock hour. We got a mock coming up at midnight. I got to tell you what the mock is. Joe Gibbs going underneath the mock light. Reggae artist and producer Joe Gibbs had most of his hits and songs and albums out like in the 70s into the 80s. So I've put together, I think I got about a half dozen songs to play for you at midnight to celebrate the music and songs that he wrote and was a part of. So we can do that. We lost Joe Gibbs. I'll tell you more about that when we get to the mock, but let's get back into that segue I was talking about. So I played the When I Need You, and we all know that song. Come on, if you don't know that song, I don't know what dance you were at that didn't play an Air Supply song at some point in your youth. Oh, because you don't remember Air Supply. Okay. Well, for those who do, come on, you know that. You know that. What I found out was Air Supply actually got sued because they said that song was stolen from a Leonard Cohen track. So I went back and dug up the song, which I'm playing right now, Famous Blue Raincoat. And you'll hear it. You'll hear it in the transition. And just think of the song When I Need You and just see if you can pull it out. Not sure if he won the suit. It's Leonard Cohen.
It's 4 in the morning, the end of December. I'm writing you now just to see if you're better. New York is cold, but I like where I'm living. There's music on Clinton Street all through the evening. I hear that you're building your little house deep in the desert. You're living for nothing now. I hope you're keeping some kind of record. Yes, and Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go clear. Did you ever go clear? Oh, the last time we saw you, you looked so much older. Your famous blue raincoat was torn at the shoulder. You'd been to the station to meet every train. Then you came home without Lily Marlene. And you treated my woman to a flake of your life. When she came back, she was nobody's wife. Well, I see you there with a rose in your teeth. One more thin gypsy thief. Well, I see James away. She sends her regards. And what can I tell you, my brother, my killer? What can I possibly say? I guess that I miss you. I guess I forgive you. I'm glad you stood in my way. If you ever come by here for Jane or for me, well, your enemy is sleeping. This woman is free, yes, and thanks for the trouble you took from her eyes. I thought it was there for good, so I never tried. Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go clear. Sincerely, L. Cohen.
Come gather around and I'll sing you a song about a crazy old world that's coming along. Till one day some fool made the decision to turn on the television. Of course, radio reported we'd all ignore it. Paper said we'd have no time for it. But before you knew it, you knew Milton Berle. We all had a new escape from the world. All tuned in before too soon, we were watching a man walk on the moon. He made it look as easy as driving a car. Video killed the radio star. I got the talking blues. Blues is easy to do. All you gotta do is rhyme a line or two. Rhyme a line or two and then you don't even have to rhyme again. See? I can say anything I want to now. Well, you know, within reason. Say sitcom, catchphrase, game show nation. Television soon defied explanation. As the situation took to such a degree that eventually we all heard about cable TV. Of course, free TV news swore we'd ignore it, that your average family could never afford it. But again, they were wrong. Eventually, everybody wanted their MTV. We were all tuned in, but now the shock is watching a kid do a thing called the moonwalk. Sliding backwards, really, was eventually too far. Reality killed that video star. I got to talk in blues. Simple at first, it was hard to foresee. The impending collision with reality. But it soon seemed TV turned on itself when the real world came on like it was something else. Of course, actors all acted like they weren't floored, hoping eventually that we'd all get bored. But one after another, we pretended not to act as we hurtled ever forward towards alternative facts. Then a show called The Apprentice came on, and pretty soon, an old man with a comb over had sold us some more. We stay tuned in, now here we are. Reality killed by a reality star. I got the talking blues. Hillbilly.
Someone's taken my place. Could it be that I'm Met her in the club down in Otto Hall, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola. C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said Lola. L-O-L-A Lola. Lola.
Wrapping up that set of music to celebrate the fact that it was on this day in 1985 that Cherry Coke was actually introduced to the public as an official product of the Coca-Cola company. Yeah, so I had to play my Cherry Coke song, which would, of course, be Lola, because he talks about Cherry Cola. And thanks to the BBC, they talked about Cherry Cola because originally the Coca-Cola line got banned by the BBC because back in the early 1970s, they wouldn't play that song because it was promoting a product that, of course, the BBC wasn't getting a cut of. Before the Kinks, some Rod Stewart in there. I Know I'm Losing You. Also played some Tom Jones in there. That was a request for some Tom Jones. I got an email request at the request email. That is wrctrequest@gmail.com. And said, hey, Moxer, did you know that Tom Jones has a brand new covers album out? It's called Surrounded by Time. Now, I looked it up, and the album actually is not out yet, but the first single has been released, which is what I played, Talking Reality Television Blues, which was originally penned by and done by Todd Snyder. So I was like, of course I'm going to play that for you. So what a great request. Thank you for that. Played you some Tom Jones. Leonard Cohen started off that entire set as I segued into with Famous Blue Raincoat, because I was talking about there was a copyright challenge with Leonard Cohen and an Air Supply of all things. Now I'm gonna let's turn down my background music for now. We'll turn that down, and I'm gonna play just as a reminder, just a slight reminder of Air Supply.
When I need you.
All right.
Just
yeah, you don't need much. You don't need much more than that to hear. And then here's the Leonard Cohen line. Ready?
Yes, and Jane came by with a lock of your hair.
Yeah, so they said it was literally note for note with the changes and everything like that. And then as I was doing more and research on this, they pointed out that Elton John's Little Genie song actually does the exact same thing, and they were trying to argue that it goes back to like Schubert or some old classical performer. It's like, oh, this is just common and all that, but I don't know, just interesting things that I find out, and I just pass them on to you because, well, that's what I do. Hey, you know what? I have about 10 minutes left before midnight, before the mock, so let me organize what songs will fit within that 10 minutes. I'm guessing two songs. Let me do this. I'll throw you a public service announcement, and we'll come right back and finish up the hour.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Let's get back into the music. As I mentioned, in 10 minutes, we have a Joe Gibbs mock coming up. So why not play a couple tracks to get us in the spirit, in that reggae spirit, by a couple artists who were heavily influenced by the reggae movement of the 60s and 70s, starting off with Dave Wakeling from his solo release with I Want More.
And I'll eat it twice. Yes, I want it on a plate. Oh. I want more. I want more. Got everything I want. I just want it all over again. Life is a hunt on a sunny day. Someone else can pay. I want more. Pack the money with a rubber glove. Stand out at you from a place above. Finding conservative.
You might recognize that voice, Suggs from Madness, from a solo album he put out back in the mid-1990s called The Lone Ranger, doing the Beatles' I'm Only Sleeping here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before that, birthday boy Dave Wakeling of the English Beat fame with a solo track he had out, a small minor, a hit. I don't know what you want to call it, but came out in 1991. Called I Want More. Like, I spaced out on it for a second. I'm like, what was that song called? I don't remember. We are approaching that Joe Gibbs mock in the midnight hour. I do want to remind you that Attic Records does join you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week. They provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop and all those stops in between. They're family-owned and operated. Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. That's Attic Records in Millvale. Their phone number, 412-821-8484. And one more quick reminder before we get into the mock. You can always send me a request for a future show at wrctrequest@gmail.com. We have a Joe Gibbs mock coming up. Let me dig around and see if I can find some better background music more appropriate for the mock.
WRCT 88.3 FM, Pittsburgh. My name's Anthony Cacciato, and you're listening to The Angry Young Man. Now, what is The Angry Young Man, you may ask? Well, I'm The Angry Young Man, Anthony Cacciato, here to talk with you guys about some things to be angry about. Or, you know, what can we do about those things that we're angry about? Now, the world is an angry place, in the wise words of Heath Ledger's Joker. But, you know, it's there's kind of a rationale behind heading this whole thing up. You know, there's not a lot of public affairs talk on WRCT, kind of talking about what's going on. What are people talking about, or what are people not talking about? You know, that's a big issue, I find. That's, you know, that when we have a lot of issues in the world, you can't really solve them by complaining about them. You know, you can complain about them all you want and be angry about them. You can be an angry young man or woman or angry person, but it doesn't do you any good unless you kind of dig into what's going on and talk about it. So, you know, that's kind of what I'm hoping to do here. You know, throughout this next couple of weeks, we're going to have some guests coming in to talk about the issues, niche, front page, whatever have you, whatever you guys want to hear more so is the thing too, because, you know, what's a public affairs show if it's not talking about the affairs of the public, and specifically around here? So, you know, that's another thing. I implore you members of the community to reach out to us, over here at WRCT, just to say what you want to hear us talk about, you know, what we should probably kind of discuss as the issues of the community, be it the university, be it Pittsburgh, or the nation on the whole. And I do want to remind you that our phone number that you can call us at, unfortunately, we can't patch through calls right now. That's a big regret of mine, because eventually, once we're able to do that, love to have you guys on to talk. But that's going to be 412-268-9728. After the show at 12 o'clock, you know, if you'd like to call in, you know, give your 2 cents, I'd be more than happy to talk to you. But for the time being, unfortunately, can't call you in, but we'll try to incorporate whatever we hear, you know, into our future programming, at least for this show. Do want to be very clear at the outset. Whatever is being spoken on this show is not representative of WRCT on the whole, but rather my, Anthony Cacciato's, personal opinions, thoughts, ravings and ramblings of an angry young man here. I mean, kind of going into the meat of it now, you know, it's just me today. Just kind of why be angry? You know, what, sure, you know, have a show about being an angry young man, but why are you angry? Depends on who you ask. There's definitely, I'm sure you could think about different ways that, I'm having some mic trouble here, sorry. Just a moment. There we go. Sorted. Sorry about that. You know, why be angry? Well, again, depends on who you ask. If you ask me, there's a couple things you can be angry about. I mean, look at the state of government. I don't think many people would call the current state of government functional, say the least, or it highly functional. I mean, look at where our debt is at. We're in the billions, well beyond the billion mark. You know, you look at what we're willing to spend here and there, and you have people that are still financially struggling. As a result of COVID-19 pandemic, you know, labor shortage, You have small businesses that are just kind of eking by if they were lucky enough to make it past the pandemic. I mean, I could think of so many businesses between Pittsburgh and where I'm from in New York that weren't able to kind of hold down the fort through the time.